7 DJ X.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:36. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
It is 71 outside. So rain's supposed to at least clear up a little bit today.
It's going to be just another possibly rainy week, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
Friday
that is true.
Looked to be the only good day.
So
at this point.
Yeah, enjoy that. Have fun with it. You have a good weekend?
I was busy.
Yeah, I saw you yesterday.
Yes. You brought your dog Fiona to the Wagon Trail Festival for the animals. We got most of it in. We got most of the day in before it, like, we were just doing...
Before it started raining.
Yeah, the adoption parade, and then we were handing out the awards for top fundraiser, and then it just opened up, and it was so torrential, and I felt so bad for all these vendors. There were a ton of vendors, and they had, like, all these fabulous products for pet families, and it's like, I was thinking, wow, getting that stuff to their car is going to be insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we had a lot of great people show up, saw a lot of really cute, furry family members. It was awesome.
Yeah, so, and thanks to everybody who came out to Relay for Life on Friday night as well at Louisville Male High School. Again, another one where...
Fighting the weather,
right. I know, it was funny, I saw someone tweet, they were like, I literally lived in a South American rainforest for 2 years, and it's rained more here in the past month than it did there.
I believe that.
So, yeah. Welcome to it. Welcome to Louisville, friends.
I was going
to
say, Seattle called. I think they want their weather back.
Right?
What's going on?
Today, we've got an opportunity for you to get in on that Billie Eilish trip down to Nashville. Last week for that, okay? So, get in on that at 7, 9, noon, 5, and 7. When you hear those winning words, get those into the website at WDGX.com. Billie Eilish, June 21st. Also, we're going to start getting your dad hooked up with some free meat and suds in the form of Tomahawk Steak from Preferred Meats and then Mike's Car Wash in the form of suds.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So that'll happen right around 8:15. And you know what? I couldn't imagine anybody is... I bet we've lost at least 50% of our listeners.
Already?
Because of summer break.
I thought you meant just now.
No. So, I mean, that's why it's like, all right, well, let's offer some of this stuff later in the show in the hopes that some will actually, like, be up to listen, because I can't imagine.
Oh, no, you're sleeping in for
the
summer.
Absolutely.
You sleep through the show. I sleep through the show.
For a lot of you, this is like the first day of actual summer break. So, hey, enjoy it, you know?
Speaking of our listeners, we got to give a big shout out to Tony. Tony the Welder. Mm-hmm. He showed up to Relay for Life. He is like super squad and got a chance to like actually meet him in person, which I thought I was meeting a celebrity. And he's so loyal, the fact that he's listening like the whole time. Like he has an hour drive to work and then he listens on the app. So he's one of the few that's with us the entire way.
God bless him.
God bless him, and we're sorry.
Yeah. All right. We've got that. We've got Campy Kelly today.
Gosh.
Yeah, did you forget about that?
Yeah.
I think it's funny how you do.
I block it out every Monday.
I get it. So a lot of that on the way. Setting the bar coming up here. Yep, Nakedness making the show before 6. So that's exciting, right?
That's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good morning. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a home, raiding the fridge, then stripping naked, well, you're doing okay. Naked making the show already.
Gibson police report a bizarre home invasion case. According to investigators,
a
homeowner woke up and found Joel Gartman.
Okay, Joel, what are you doing?
This happens a lot.
Sitting on the sofa, naked, holding a fireplace poker.
Yeah.
A fireplace poker?
Yeah.
Police say Gartman broke in, drank 3 alcoholic beverages, and...
Yeah, had a couple beers in the fridge.
Well, and took his clothes off.
Yeah, then he decided to take his clothes off.
Uh-huh.
He took his clothes off in the home.
That homeowner ran upstairs, woke up another resident, and called police. Officers say Gartman was still there when they arrived.
I gotta think that he thought he was at his own house?
Maybe he was confused.
Yeah. So,
and maybe, I'm assuming the door was unlocked because that would be the first clue that's not your house.
No, he...
If you don't have a key that works.
No, he broke in.
Okay.
He faces several charges, including residential burglary, criminal trespass, and criminal damage to property.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. And criminal damage to the couch that he was sitting on naked.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's no amount of steam cleaning that's going to be able to take that stain or memory out.
I think we donate that couch. We go buy another couch.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day.
That's terrifying.
Without getting drunk, breaking into someone's house, raiding their fridge, then getting naked.
Hanging out on the sofa with the
fireplace poker. Then you're doing okay.
This literally happens a lot. Like, have we not had stories like this often?
Did you miss the city that it was in?
Dixon police report a bizarre home invasion.
Yes.
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
There you go. That's setting the bar, guys. On 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 72 outside. Supposed to clear up today, 78 your high, according to Wave 3 News storm tracking team. So there you go. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
Good morning there, Kat.
Good morning.
And to feel good, do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So you better check your tickets. Even though someone in California ended up winning the $500 million on Friday night's $530 million Mega Millions jackpot, there was someone in Louisville who won the $1 million Powerball prize.
Wow.
So the winning...
It's not me.
Yeah. It's not me.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that. I don't have to check a ticket. I forgot to buy a ticket.
The winning Powerball numbers from Saturday night's drawings are 9, 13, 42, 48, 60 with the Powerball of 18.
Oh, I'm sure I was going to use those numbers.
I'm sure that's what you were going to do.
Those were going to be my numbers. Dang it.
Yeah. But yeah, someone did pick up the $1 million second prize in the Powerball jackpot. So there you go. They say, obviously, sign your ticket.
Yeah.
Sign it, because that's the only claim that it is actually yours. And you've got 180 days from the date of the drawing to claim your prize. Okay? So you got to do that at the lottery headquarters here in Louisville. So you could be sitting on $1 million and not even know it.
That's a good Monday.
I know, right?
Heck yeah.
All right, so there you go.
That eases the end of the week a little better.
A little bit. That's your feel good on 99.7 DJX. Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, DJ. Ed and Justin, 99.7 DJX. Y'all see what Justin tweeted over the weekend?
What did he tweet?
I didn't see it.
He challenged Tom Cruise to a UFC-style fight.
Was he drunk?
I don't know.
Has he seen any Tom Cruise movie ever?
He tweets.
Does he know that Tom Cruise does his own stunts?
I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down.
What's happening?
Who is willing to put on the fight?
Listen, I feel like Tom Cruise doesn't know what a Justin Bieber is. That's what I'm guessing.
You scared.
I mean...
What's happening?
So, according to the replies, Tom Cruise seems to be the early favorite. If we're betting.
Yeah.
Has Tom replied?
No.
Again, I don't think he knows what a Justin Bieber is.
I'm sure he knows who Justin Bieber is.
Are we sure? I feel like Tom lives in a different stratosphere.
But
than we do.
But a lot
of just too cool.
I don't know where this came from though. I don't know if this is just a joke. I'm sure it's got to be a joke.
You know
joke,
what happened?
Right?
You know what happened? His handle got hacked. He got hacked. Like he's getting punked by one of his friends. You know what? Ed Sheeran did it.
Maybe.
Ed Sheeran probably hacked his account.
You think?
Yeah.
Justin left his Twitter open. So,
yes, he left his
I know.
Yep. And then open on his phone or something.
And so then Ed Sheeran is picking Tom Cruise?
Yes, I think so.
To let him have a fight with?
That's my theory.
All right. So
that's my theory.
So that's Justin Bieber. And Justin tweeted that he was going to be releasing more music coming soon. So
you know who it is?
It's a very roller coaster of Twitter for Justin Bieber over the weekend.
It was Selena.
What?
Selena's getting her revenge, and this is how.
All right.
Maybe she's it's just now settling in that
his ghost from the past is coming.
She's married to Haley. She's salty. This is how she's getting back at him. Maybe that's it. That's my second theory.
Okay.
I got two theories.
All right. Both of them are great theories. Anyways, we've tweeted that out. You can read some of the replies yourself. At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Another opportunity for you to get in on that trip to Nashville to see Billie Eilish coming up around 7 o'clock. Listen for the winning word and then get that into the website at WDJX.com. So Chris Pratt got married over the weekend.
Yeah. I saw this last night. He and Katherine Schwarzenegger tied the knot. Now, you know, they were engaged.
Yeah.
They started dating last summer. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember seeing, like, around June last year, they were like, oh, he's on a date. They went on a picnic, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's, obviously, there are some trolls that are coming out now because that's just what you get when things like this happen. A lot of people, obviously, very happy. You can see a lot of people, famous people, chiming in, leaving comments on the Instagram post because they shared it and they kind of gushed about it. Both of them shared it. Yesterday was the best day of our lives.
Sure.
We became husband and wife in front of God, our families, and those we love. It was an intimate, moving, and emotional ceremony. We feel so blessed to begin this new chapter of our lives. So, very happy things.
Yeah.
Of course, some people pointed out, best day of your life? You have a son. And you were married once before.
You don't say that.
That is what some people decided to point out. So instead of just letting him live in his happiness.
Obviously, they know better than he does.
Obviously, they do. And some other people point out, they said best day of our lives, as in our life together, which is separate from if he said, you know, it was best day of my life. Might be a little, you might have an argument. But anyway, about 70 guests were there. Including his six-year-old son, Jack.
All right.
Which is very, very sweet. So cool. We've got all the details, pictures, video, all the stuff up at WDJX.com. I'm happy for them. I love Chris.
Oh, good.
I love him.
Good.
He's up there. He's in my top five. Show.
He's in your top five?
He's in my top five.
Top five boyfriends.
I'm going to say he's actually number two.
So
really?
It's Ryan Reynolds then?
Obviously, he's my
Chris
number
Pratt?
One. Yes.
All
it's
right.
It's going to be Ryan, Chris Pratt. And then
Hugh Jackman?
I'm going to say Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal.
You're just doing that because of the Ryan Reynolds connection.
Yes, pretty much. Because did you see their posts on Instagram for Best Friends Day?
National Best Friends Day.
It was like Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal were all like, said Happy Best Friends Day. Ryan Reynolds not pictured. And they were just like trolling each other again. I was like, I live for it.
Okay.
I do live for it. I live for it.
Hey, coming up, it's the secret from Friday that people were talking about. If you missed it, we got that on the way here in about 10 minutes on Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX. So my daughters introduced me to the Jonas Brothers documentary, Finding Happiness. Is it Finding Happiness or is
I
it?
I think it's like Chasing,
Happiness.
Yeah, Chasing Happiness.
Chasing Happiness. Of course, that's the name of their tour that's out. But there's a documentary about like the Jonas Brothers. And I never thought I would like get way wrapped into the Jonas Brothers documentary. But there I was last night on the couch with all three of my daughters just watching intently the come up of the Jonas Brothers, the breakup of the Jonas Brothers, and then the reforming of the Jonas Brothers.
This makes sense because you were lost in the Beyonce documentary. So this is par for your course.
Yeah.
It had been nearly 6 years since we had spent time together. Just the three of us.
Yeah, and so when Kevin had his kid, that's when they all kind of got back together for the first time since the breakup.
Wow.
Yeah.
As brothers.
We were not supposed to get out of Jersey.
Yeah, so it just like talks about their rise and how they became the Jonas Brothers. And I was talking to my daughters going, yeah, I remember like when the record label came through and they were wanting us to play Mandy, their song when they were like young, before they got signed to Hollywood Records and then got on Camp Rock. And Camp Rock was only supposed to be Joe Jonas, but then they were like, we don't want to break up the Jonas Brothers, so find us a part for Kevin and Nick.
Aww.
And then how Nick literally broke the band up, but I mean, he was kind of unapologetic about it.
I mean, spoiler alert.
And then it was like this whole thing about there was a radio show up in Chicago where they were supposed to be the Jonas Brothers, but they had broken up. And so this radio station in Chicago said, hey, you guys either play or we never play any of your records ever again.
Oh, dang.
And so Joe and Nick ended up playing it. And Kevin's like watching from his couch.
Kevin.
And he's like, oh, Yeah.
Did he not get the memo?
Oh my gosh. It was. So
what is happening?
This entire documentary.
I'm triggered.
Chasing Happiness was, I mean, I was in. I was all in on it. I was like, oh.
Well, and then, okay, so we're all like, they're back together and everything's happy and stuff. And then I saw another article pop up today saying they hate each other. I'm like, you know what?
Well,
let this family be.
I was going to say.
Let this family be.
No, that doesn't happen.
The brothers, they're brothers. And so they had their, you know, obviously their issues that broke them apart.
Right.
And it was,
Nick.
Nick even said, he was like,
it was my fault.
Still like performing by myself as a soloist,
sure.
But I miss looking to either side of my you know, shoulders and seeing my brothers. And so, yeah. So anyways, yeah. If you haven't yet, you ought to check out Chasing Happiness because it's on Amazon Prime, I think.
Yeah.
And I just wrapped in. Fully.
Did you finish it? Or did
I
you
did.
Just you did?
Oh, yeah, wow. I mean it's like an hour and a half.
Okay.
So it's not much time commitment.
That's great.
Which is perfect for me.
But typically you just dive in a little. You dip your toe and then it takes you a little bit. So I'm proud of you, Sparky,
for
going start to finish right there, one sitting.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that I was today years old when I realized Kevin has a kid.
Oh my God, where have you been?
How old's the baby?
Okay. All right. It's 6:32 here at 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, the family secret everybody was talking about. That is after Post Malone on DJX.
DJX.
Every week, right about this time, we kind of open our show and allow you to, you know, get something off your chest. We call it Family Secrets. Hey, how are you?
Hey, guys.
What is your family secret?
Well, I dated this one girl for a few years, and, well, we did everything together. We went on vacation, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, one time she encouraged me to wear her underwear, and I have not looked back.
All right.
I liked how soft they were, and so she actually started buying a few pairs for me, and now I've been wearing women's panties for over 6 years and have stopped buying men's underwear since then.
That is unexpected.
All right, hey, you know what?
Say that.
You live your life, man.
And she's cool with this.
Well, she was cool with it. We broke up.
Oh. I did not see that coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We lasted for a couple years, but we ended things about 6 years back. And, well, now I have a collection of about 3 dozen women's panties.
Wow.
All right.
That's more than I own.
Yes.
Good for you.
Me too.
Well,
I'm jealous.
Done.
I have all a bunch of types, hipster, bikini, low waist, boy shorts.
So
I've got quite a collection.
Do you have a preference? What's your favorite? I'm just curious.
I like the bikini cut.
Okay.
All right.
I just logistically speaking, I'm asking because I don't have stuff.
Equipment?
Yeah. I just like, doesn't that constrict you too much? Because there isn't like an air, like extra area for stuff.
You know, I thought it would be the same thing, but when I tried them on, it felt right.
All right.
So you're concerned that if you, now you're out in the dating pool again, if another woman enters your life, she may not approve or think
exactly.
They belong to someone else or something?
Yeah. How, like, should I explain that these are all mine? Should I throw them out? I'm not really sure what to do here.
Are you willing to throw them out and start fresh again? Back to the male underwear life?
For the right person, maybe, but I really like them now. I don't want to go back to men's underwear.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you just got to go without. That's my.
So now you're saying commando?
Maybe.
He should do commando?
Maybe. I don't know.
Honestly, commando is probably more attractive than.
I'm not shaming you at all.
No. But Kat is the single person on the show. So, Kat, if you started dating someone and discovered he enjoys doing this, what are your thoughts?
Red flags. Sorry.
I think you're going to need to find someone who is.
Is cool with it.
Happy with you as you, without any masks on.
Yes. Now, as far as the number of dates before you reveal that info, I'm not sure about that.
What about second date?
No, I don't think this is second date info. I think maybe this might be 10th date info.
This is what's going to be the problem. And I don't know if you've run into this issue, you know, in your past, but if a potential girlfriend comes over and sees another a pair of women's panties.
She's
there.
She's going to assume you're getting some side action.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's when you take your pants off and you show her, hey, I'm wearing them. Ta-da!
The big all reveal.
Right. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I appreciate you calling us. And we've got a lot of people texting in already, just tossing out their suggestions and showing support for you, too. So that's kind of cool. 502-571-9970. So appreciate that.
Great. Thanks for talking to me, guys.
Yeah. Text message from a listener. Hey, if he's comfortable, there's no big deal. All right. Megan texts in and says, not really sure what to think here. All right.
Me too.
You know, Aaron says, Amazon has bamboo material, men's boxer briefs. They're soft like women's and super comfortable.
Ah, that's a nice compromise. Maybe he should try those and not be self-conscious about what a new lady might think.
Bamboo material? Like wood?
No. I've had bamboo material before.
It's more like moisture wicking?
Yeah, it's comfortable.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Okay,
it's
nice.
Comfortable in your areas there.
On your areas.
Okay. Tracy texts in and says, I'm surprised at this point that somebody hasn't invested in this niche men's, quote, women's panties underwear line.
Okay, it's kind of like wearing a Speedo, no? Like, I mean, my dad wears a Speedo in the pool.
All right.
Wow, and now I have a picture in my head of your dad that I...
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Yeah, our family secret is his ex-girlfriend encouraged him to wear women's underwear.
That was 6 years ago, and he hasn't looked back.
And now he's dating, and now he's wondering, when's the appropriate time to lay this on the new girlfriend? Dustin texts, women's underwear, I just spit out my morning coffee.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, don't feel too bad about my life choices now. No, I mean, I get that. I understand. Okay. It's all right.
It's a judgment-free zone. Sure.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Anthony texts in and says, yeah, my dad wore Speedos. Now I'm a dad, and I don't know if I will ever wear a Speedo. All right.
Because you don't want to wear them around the kids.
You know, hey, whatever's comfortable.
I'm not
there to judge. And then this is a tweet we got. A different subject, but it's a tweet from the Courier-Journal's Scott Utterback, who's one of our buddies over there.
Yeah.
He was at the Wagon Trails yesterday, and he said, what is Kelly K of Ben and Kelly Show looking at?
Why did he get that?
He takes a picture of
that?
Kelly.
Oh,
and
what
she's.
What is that picture? Why, sir?
It is a picture of the first time she saw a man naked. That's exactly what that is.
Yes, that's the first thing I thought when I saw that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
The face is utter shock, mouth open, like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So,
warn me if you're taking
picture. And look at where your hand is. It's ripe for someone to Photoshop.
I do.
It's really...
I have my phone up. I want to say, aren't we like Facebook Living? You know what? I think this is what's happening. We were showing adorable puppies. I think that is the shock and the awe of the adorable puppies I'm looking at.
Kelly's looking at adorable puppies.
That's what's happening.
You can see that at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. But yeah, our buddy Scott over at the Courier Journal. He got a great photo of Kelly.
It's like, caption this.
I know. Yeah. Right?
That's the
first time she saw a man naked. There
you
go.
That's great.
All right.
I inadvertently walked myself into that.
Sure. Coming up here next, it's the Canadian speed pooper.
Too many hot wings and the need for a bathroom.
Okay. We'll get to that. Ferrari on a grande.
Oh, that face would be perfect for that.
Sure. 99.7 DJX. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. Congrats to everybody who made it down to Nashville, courtesy of 99.7 DJX, winning tickets from us there to see her show.
Were there to witness the fact that she wore her hair down.
Oh, my.
There you are, breaking news.
And the internet was shooketh.
There you go. Ariana Grande not sporting the high pony as she normally does.
There were people calling for the fact that she needs to wear her hair down for the rest of the tour, or they were going to... What were they going to do? They were going to sue or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
To Canada we go, where police got an interesting excuse when pulling over a driver.
Manitoba, Canada got an interesting excuse when pulling over a driver. They said they pulled over a 16-year-old who was going 105 miles per hour. And
yeah, that's pretty fast.
If you're 16 and you're going that fast, sir, you are losing your driving privileges for a long time.
Well, you better have a good excuse for that.
Said his excuse was...
What was it?
Too many hot wings. And the need for a bathroom.
Listen, we've all been there.
He had to make bathroom.
We've all been there.
Hang on.
It hit me. It hit me pretty bad. It hit me.
Yeah, I knew Marcus would like that.
That's the weather guy, by the way. The weather guy's like...
The wacky weather guy is always going to be off camera like laughing about it.
Teen was still fine.
Gotta go.
It's like, sorry, cop, I gotta go. He still had a fine, $879.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, the Manitoba
hefty fine.
Police were not having his excuse. No, for sure.
For speeding and for driving without a supervising driver.
Yeah, because he only had his temps.
Oh. So he had oh, wow.
Yep.
Marcus is not going to make it through this story. The police department did post, though, and say that there is absolutely no excuse for that kind of speed.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's dangerous.
I'll tell you, if you want to text us the word wings, W-I-N-G-S, we'll send you the story. You can see, like, the Facebook post that the Manitoba police put up on their Facebook. They weren't having any of it. But, man, I tell you, I mean, when it hits.
Yeah, no, we know. But thank you for not choosing another keyword.
Right?
Although if you had an excuse, that was one that might get some sympathy from some people at least.
Right? He was feeling the burn a little bit.
Yeah, he was feeling the burn, sure. For sure.
If it wasn't such extravagant speeding, that might have worked. But the excessive speed and his young age and the fact that he doesn't even have his license yet.
I think at that
all
point,
bad things.
You got to just sacrifice. I think you just got to sacrifice it. Or pull over to the side of the road.
That's a better option.
And find a bush.
Okay.
I don't think you jeopardize and you go 105 miles
an
hour. No, you
don't. Obviously, it's never a good thing. Don't do that.
But I think either you got to sacrifice your pants.
No, you don't mess the car.
Or I'm not saying the car. I'm saying your pants. You got to sacrifice your pants and then you got to, or you got to find a bush and pull over real fast. So either way, Canada making the show.
Oh,
courtesy
Canada.
Of the Canadian speed pooper.
Let's go with option number two, please.
Blame Canada.
You said number two. All right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, another opportunity for you to get in on that trip down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish in concert. The winning word on the...
To Billie Eilish in Nashville with the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer. Here's your winning word.
All right, get this into the website at WDJX.com. The word, Ben.
Ben? Oh, that's cute.
Thanks.
B-E-N. Ben.
Okay.
That's you.
That could get you down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish.
Ben, I'm not sure. I'm 95% sure that maybe they're talking about you.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think?
But B-E-N.
No.
If you don't know how to spell that, well, then there's no hope.
Bless his heart.
There's no hope.
Bless his heart.
All right, so get that into the website, WDJX.com. You could be headed down to Nashville with a couple tickets to Billie Eilish June 21st with DJ. Your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying why. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Remember, Ben is the winning word. That will get you... an opportunity at tickets to Billie Eilish's June 21st show down in Nashville. Get that into the website, WDJX.com. All right, Feel Good, brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city, visit RaiseFord.com. Oh, from Wave 3. Congrats, by the way, to all the graduates who walked over the weekend, including a Brown School graduate by the name of Noah Brown. Noah Brown is walking and is already an entrepreneur.
Noah Brown owns his own business.
Oh gosh, he's gonna make you feel...
God, he's way smarter than us.
He's gonna make you feel something.
Yeah.
Noah Brown from Brown School there. This is, from Wave 3.
Great American Landscaping. He started mowing yards in the 8th grade and now he manages 6 employees.
Yeah, owns his own business called Great American Landscaping.
One day I started pushing a lawnmower and now it turned into I'm getting phone calls from Lexington, Kentucky to come do things. I'm doing commercial, industrial,
yep,
occasionally, and I'll do a lot of residential because now we have 60 jobs that we maintain year-round.
All right, wow.
60 jobs?
Yep. So he is already a business owner and just now graduating from high school. So
his lines must be really straight.
Yeah. Feel.
When he mows.
He must be doing a real good job.
I mean, yeah, like spot on. Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
I mean, these kids are just doing some, I mean, they're just doing some great things. So
should I buy my kid a lawnmower? I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Noah Brown living his best life there. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Here in just about an hour, we're going to get you in on some free steak and some free suds.
That's for dad.
Yeah, for dad. It's steak and suds with the preferred meats from for the steaks, the tomahawk steak from Preferred Meats there, and an ultimate book of car washes from Mike's Car Wash. So that's coming up next hour, in about 1 hour from right now on 99.7 DJX. I can't imagine that anybody's listening to us right now.
Why do you say it
departure,
like that?
The departure during the summer is vast.
Well, we have a little bit of fall off.
So,
sure. Yeah, this time of morning.
We have a little bit of fall off.
People
sure.
still have to drive to work.
I know.
Just lose the students.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Your routines change a little bit. In the summertime. So, you know, if you happen to catch any of the show on the podcast or wherever.
Yes, that's why we bless you with the podcast.
Yeah, maybe
so you can
just
watch on your time. You can listen on your time.
Yeah, listening on your time, though, is not going to help you win steaks and suds for your dad.
Yeah, no, that's not.
That's the thing. So, yeah, right about 8:15, your opportunity to win that coming up. Here in just about 15 minutes, an opportunity for you to pick up some Genesis Diamonds with Can't Beat Kelly.
It got dicey last week, FYI. It got dicey, triple overtime. I was taken to the brink again by Sam.
So, has she recovered? Only time will tell. Coming up. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJ, 718, 71 outside. Going to only get up to about 78 today. So, just FYI. I don't know why this is just now making the rounds, but back in 2017... this kid wrote a little note to his mom about missing the bus or missing school. He missed the bus and missed school. And
this is a couple years old.
Yeah.
And now it's like the hotness.
It just like got shared on Twitter. His sister apparently found the letter and posted it on Twitter, and it got a bunch of attention. Out of Missouri, this like boy writes this note to his mom about why he missed school, and it's titled "I Missed the Bus." And it says, "As your son, I regret to inform you that I've missed my means of public transportation. I know you must be on a roller coaster of emotions right now, but rest assured, I've decided to stay home." Now, this looks like it's written.
The executive decision?
Yeah. Now, I don't know how old this boy is, but it looks like that the kid is maybe like, I don't know, 8, 9 years old. I mean,
you think? I was going to say, have we verified how old the kid is? Because there are theories out there.
This, and he goes on to say, "This was a tough decision to make while you were gone for 20 minutes. I'm probably in my bed moping about the fact that I can't go to school, so please don't interrupt me. If you require any further assistance, please see the pros and cons chart on the back side." So he literally made a pros and cons chart about his little like missing school.
Okay, so what are the pros?
Pros, first day home this quarter.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, and then also the other pro was today was going to be a bad one.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to miss that whole thing.
Of his hair.
Oh, he's having a bad hair day.
Bad hair day.
He's having a bad hair.
He was helping himself out already.
So
no one needs to see this.
Cons okay. were, might become a habit. He might decide to do this again.
This could be the gateway day. Okay.
And then another con was you have to call the school and tell them I got polio.
Oh, gosh. No, don't say that. That's not what we say to the school.
So he went the polio direction.
Yeah,
so
wow.
Apparently the mom ended up like letting him stay home from school that day.
Okay. She gives him a pass for creativity.
But we've tweeted this letter out. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
I want to hope that now the school has caught wind of it.
Yeah, because I was
gets
like
a kick out of it.
Yeah, looking at it going, this is kind of weird because most schools are out now.
Right.
How is this just now becoming a thing? But yeah, it was because it was from like December of 2017.
Okay. So sis found it, put him on blast.
For sure.
In his defense, like, how is he going to get to school? You can't Uber. I don't know. He's on a phone. We don't know.
Kids can't Uber. That is for sure.
Well, this smells so much like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Does it not?
I mean, that old movie. Yeah, for sure.
Posting it. It's like Ferris Bueller's sister was like out to get him the whole time.
Like,
this feels like this is a new modern day Ferris Bueller story.
If you want to see the story, you can. The letter, we've posted it up on Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, five pop culture questions and Kelly K. I got to say, these questions.
You're gunning for me, are you? You have it out for me.
I don't even know a read on these questions. You could either smoke them, get them all five, or you might get three right.
Now I'm shooketh.
I'm unsure.
I'm shooketh to the core.
All right, so Can't Beat Kelly, opportunity for you to take down Kelly K and win $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds.
Are you salty at me because you think I should have lost last week?
No.
Are you trying to get back at me?
No, I'm just trying to come up with questions that...
He put questions from The Office probably on it.
Oh.
Or sports.
It's going to be sports Kardashians in the office.
Oh, all right, well, we'll find out on the way with Kim. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. As you know, we're doing Billie Eilish. This is the last week for Billie Eilish down in Nashville. But next week, we start getting you in to win private musical event with Taylor Swift in New York City.
You just say it so casually.
I know. That begins next week.
And you know, there are people out there going,
I know.
They're just having that reaction.
Losing their ever-loving mind.
Physical reaction.
I get it. So just know that that is on the heels of Billie Eilish. We've got Taylor Swift with a private musical event in New York City. We will have details on how exactly you're going to get in on that coming up soon here on 99.7 DJX. But just know that you can start getting in to win 1 week from today. Here on 99.7 DJX. All right, five pop culture questions. It is time for Can't Beat Kelly. If you think that you've got what it takes to take down the pop culture queen, almost happened last week. Literally almost happened last
reaction.
Week.
I'm having a physical reaction.
Are you ready for round two?
No.
If you guys tie, keep in mind it goes to Kelly. If you beat Kelly, however, then $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds, okay?
And if we tie at five right, that's when we go into OT.
I know.
OT. It was triple OT last week.
All right. Can't Beat Kelly coming up here next after Halsey on 99.7.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
I can't believe it. It's happened 2 weeks in a row where we've had former winners of Can't Beat Kelly participate. Oh, Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so Olivia, last time you played was a couple years ago, but what happened?
I beat Kelly, I think it was 4-3.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Listen, Kelly. What did you buy the first time with the $2,000 of Genesis Diamonds?
So I got a ring for my wedding, and I got a necklace as well.
Okay, so if you win again, you're going to be dripping in diamonds, girlfriend.
Well, Olivia, it's funny because Megan texts in and she's like, last week we were given that little glimmer of hope.
That
and I
glimmer.
Hope whoever it is today doesn't disappoint. So there's a lot of pressure on you, Olivia, to perform again.
Oh, wow.
Makes me nervous.
I know. Makes us all nervous. We're all sweating, Olivia.
I am pitting out.
Okay, all right.
I'm having a physical reaction.
All right, so Olivia, you know the rules. Obviously, whoever gets more right will win. If you guys tie after all, both having gotten five correct, it goes to sudden death. And if you guys tie, otherwise, it goes to Kelly. Olivia, let's say goodbye to Kelly.
All right, bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Kelly's just so... All right, she's leaving. Door shut. Here we go. Olivia, question number one. Forbes estimates that Jay-Z's fortune now... conservatively totals $1 billion. What's the name of his streaming service? Need an answer?
I don't know. Apple Music, I don't know.
Nickelodeon has ordered a prequel series to SpongeBob SquarePants that will follow a young SpongeBob to sleepaway camp. What is SpongeBob's house?
A pineapple.
Joe Jonas and Taylor Swift's recent apology did feel nice, Joe says. Who has Taylor's boyfriend been for the past couple years?
Oh, shoot. His name. Oh, it's that British
guy. Need an
guy?
Answer.
Joe, I don't remember. Shoot, I'm blanking.
All right.
Oh.
Ed Sheeran teamed up with Heinz to release his own condiment. What was it called?
Edchup, I think.
Sir Winston pulled off the upset and won the Belmont Stakes. What were the names of the last two Triple Crown winning horses?
American Pharaoh, and the other one was... shoot, it was just a couple years ago. Justified, I think.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
Okay. How'd she do?
Olivia, how do you think you did?
Oh, that was not very good. Not on point today.
Not on point today. Olivia, really, she got like 2.5 right. I'm going to say you got 3 right, though. Okay?
Oh, he's giving you 3.
I'll give you 3.
Oh, gosh. Okay? That could be enough.
Kelly.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Just saying. All right. Mentally, I'm all over the place
right now. I know. Kelly is...
I'm in my head.
All right. So, Olivia, sit back, relax, and we'll ask the same questions to Kelly. Here we go. Question number 1 for Kelly. Forbes estimates that Jay-Z's fortune now conservatively totals $1 billion. What is the name of his streaming service?
Tidal.
Tidal's correct. Okay. Olivia got that wrong.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Question 2. Nickelodeon has ordered a prequel series to SpongeBob SquarePants that will follow a young SpongeBob to sleepaway camp.
Oh, gosh.
What is SpongeBob's house?
Oh, okay. I know this. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob! It's a pineapple. He lives in a pineapple.
That's correct. Joe Jonas says Taylor Swift's recent apology did feel nice. Who has Taylor's boyfriend been for the past couple years?
Joe Alwyn.
That is correct. Number 4. Ed Sheeran teamed up with Heinz to release his own condiment. What is it called?
Ketchup. Edchup
is correct. And ketchup, Sir Winston pulled off the upset and won the Belmont Stakes. What were the names of the last two Triple Crown winning horses?
Ow. The Triple Crown.
Need an answer.
I don't even what was it?
Need an answer.
Yeah, I got nothing.
That's time. All right.
I got nothing.
So Olivia, with 4 correct, Kelly, I mean, you just flipped the tables today.
Oh,
Olivia. Wow. All right. So yeah, Joe Alwyn, she said Joe, I don't think I could give her that. And then you said justified, not justify.
Oh.
And that was the one I was like, all right.
That's what I was trying to pull out of my brain.
I was going to.
So close.
Yeah, but I gave that to you. Yeah. That was the one I gave to you. Anyways, Olivia, so 3-4 is not good enough to beat Kelly today. I know. So sorry.
Like my stomach's in my butt. A little bit.
I wish you didn't tell her how much Olivia got, because then, like, once Kelly hit like the 3 that she knew she got right, your face was just so confident. Oh. Like, yeah.
Okay. Olivia, yeah, maybe you should not tell me.
Olivia,
next time.
There is something that we're going to need you to utter that you haven't had to utter yet.
Yeah, ever. Olivia, say it loud and proud for the people in the back.
No, I'm Olivia, and I cannot beat Kelly today.
Oh.
That's right, not this time, but you did one time.
I was going to say, you have. You
not
have.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
Oh, wow.
Kelly. Usually Olivia. You're like, I wanted you to win. Yeah. This time you're like, nope,
no,
not today.
This time I didn't want to.
Because, well, listen, she's won already, so right. I feel okay being salty.
Olivia, wow. we're still very happy that you called in. All right.
Your hair is shiny and bouncy.
All right. Take care.
Say hello to everybody in Salem.
All right.
We love you.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
Oh my God. I'm so nervous.
All right, there you go. Best can be Kelly.
I got sassy.
On 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Tweets at Ben and Kelly Show from Chris. All caps. Kelly, you better be glad I didn't call in for Can't Beat Kelly. I would have won.
5 out of 5?
I was going to say, there's always that person that is like regretting not calling in for Can't Beat Kelly because they get all 5 questions right. You just never know what you're going to get, though, you call in. Because the hot seat is a little bit more pressure packed than just like listening in your car.
Our phone line is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, for sure. And Olivia, who played, I mean, she had beaten you in the past. Yeah. So that was a real thing. Brooke,
I got the sweats.
Text in and says, come on, Olivia, I'm dying.
Again, they had another people's champ.
I know.
They had Sam last week. They're rooting for her.
I know.
Olivia was the people's champ this week.
Yeah, I know. And Megan,
they need it.
Megan texts in, we just lost. The people.
We just lost.
We're
a team now.
There's something inside. It's like poking the bear. When I know that I'm facing someone that has bested me, something gets stirred. Fire in my belly.
Something gets stirred.
You're already stabbed before we started. You're weak.
Kelly is. All right. So anyways, if you want to catch up on the podcast, you can. WDJX.com. Just click podcast and you can listen and see how you would have done with Can't Beat Kelly. Old Town Road, it's DJ. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Did you all see this video that kind of went viral over the weekend? It's from a security camera.
So things automatically look freaky. Like, I think paranormal activity when I see security camera footage.
So Vivian posted this on Facebook last week, and it started getting a ton of attention. The video was literally 10 seconds long, okay? And she writes, so I woke up Sunday morning and saw this on my camera, and I'm trying to figure out what the heck.
So we know about what time of the night this is happening?
Don't know.
Okay.
She just says she saw it on her camera. So she said, first I saw the shadow walking from my front door. So basically, it's a camera shot like on her driveway.
Yeah.
It's black and white, and it shows her car, and it shows like a security light on. And it said, and she says, then I saw this thing.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Has anyone else seen this on their cameras? The other two cameras didn't pick it up for some reason. So I'm going to play you the audio.
Wait a second. She had two other cameras looking at the same area?
Yeah. And she didn't, and it didn't pick it up.
Okay.
So this is what, you hear the wind.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So it's
what is that?
So it is like.
And then it like disappears.
Yeah.
It's not even like a little kid. That's a creepy looking thing.
Yes. So the first shadow looks like there's a door opening and someone walks out.
Right. But the thing that walks out is it looks like Dobby the house elf from Harry Potter.
Yes.
So it's almost as if someone gave Dobby the house elf a sock and freed him.
He was
able to escape. But I think it's kind of, it looks like a skinny boy with underwear on his head. That's what I think.
Underwear?
It's walking is not normal.
Yeah, but it's human. It's like
it's not.
It's walking. It's like walking bow-legged.
And
that is way too skinny to be a little boy. That's like an unfed child.
The legs are way too skinny.
So, anyways,
it does have a shadow. So I don't know. This looks like it's photoshopped.
So this got a lot of attention over the weekend. You can see it. We posted the video on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. But I mean, so many people are commenting like Sarah, I'm so disturbed by this.
Yeah.
I think it looks like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Yes. With again, underwear on the head.
Right.
Yes. I think we all can agree the underwear is on the head, right?
Yeah. Casey says this looks way too skinny or bony to be a kid.
That's
creepy.
That's what I'm saying.
That is an unnourished child.
And the way it's walking is almost like it's animated.
Chris says, look at the shadow with the door opening before it appears.
Yes.
Seems to come out of their front door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, it's definitely wearing something on its head, like shorts or a shirt. You can see
underwear.
It flip-flop around.
Yeah.
And it knows the chicken dance. So I mean, I saw this on Twitter first, and then I was like, oh, and then all of a sudden, on Facebook, for sure.
I mean, it's a hoax.
You think?
Yeah.
No, well, I think it's a ghost.
I think it's a kid. I think it's a kid wearing underwear on its head.
And if it is a kid, she needs to be disturbed about, like, which one of her kids is escaping in the middle of the night. Because it looks like it's in the middle of the night.
Yeah, so Vivian...
I mean, you can see headlights on cars on the street. Which, okay. That just proves right there.
Oh, what, Kelly? What?
That's Photoshop. Because look. Why? There are... It looks like those don't look like streetlights to me. That looks like traffic that is... It's a standalone shot. Like, why are those cars not moving?
Well... I don't.
Am I the only person to just like discover that? Does that not look like traffic? Look,
those are streetlights.
Are you sure? They look like car headlights.
And that's reflection from.
So you're saying the car looks like the car lights are on.
All right, so what we're doing
is it looks like there should be traffic moving.
We are looking at a video that's kind of gone viral of this lady's security camera footage that almost looked like some sort of alien or Dobby the house elf that's like leaving her house. Anyways, you can see it on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show.
Did she mention whether her kitchen was cleaned before she got up or something? Was it like Dobby the house cleaning elf?
She did not.
That would be really nice.
So yeah, we don't know. We don't know. Anyways, you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we are going to get you some steak and some suds. It is Steak and Suds from Preferred Meats and Mike's Car Wash for Father's Day. Dad jokes is what we're looking for here on 99.7 DJX.
I love this because I love dad jokes. That's like my jam.
Yeah, so that is on the way here in just a few minutes. So if you got a good one, think about it and then give us a call at 502-571-9970. Coming up here, and we'll just pick one and we'll hook you up, your dad up, with some steak and some suds. All right?
Bring the funny.
Yeah, on 99.7 DJX. Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. You know, we did this a similar story last week with the end of school about a student who was homeless, beat the odds, and ended up graduating. But that wasn't in Louisville. This is right out of Louisville. His name is Tyler Linker, and he has... he's been homeless for the past couple years and ended up graduating from Atherton just this past Saturday.
In October of last year, he learned that his mom had overdosed and died, leaving Tyler on his own.
Yeah, oh so unfortunately, his dad wasn't in the picture, and he was like living with his parents. This was from LKY.
After sleeping in cars in random friends' homes, he took solace in the only consistency he knew.
Yeah, and that was going to school.
From being homeless, honestly, coming to school was better than just being, I mean, there's AC, heat, like no matter what time of the season. So it's honestly better than being in a car or anything.
Yeah. And so Tyler, I mean, he has battled, obviously, the loss of his mom, but then he just found out that his dad was diagnosed with cancer. And so, you know, he's not looking for sympathy, but he's just, he's surrounding himself with the right people. He graduated from Atherton, and then he said he's planning on, or he has been admitted to Murray State University, and he's going to go there in the fall, and he's going to be the first in his generation to not only graduate from high school, but to go to college.
Unbelievable.
So there you go.
I can't even imagine.
His positive perspective on life is so inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Well, it proves you can overcome anything.
Seriously.
Well, yeah, there you go. And that's your Feel Good, brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, 99.7 DJX. Guys, Justin Bieber wants to go throw down on Tom Cruise.
What is going on?
And I don't know why.
What's happening?
No one really exactly knows why. He tweeted over the weekend, I just want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon.
Why, sir? Has he ever seen a Tom Cruise movie? Does he know that Tom Cruise does his own stunts? Does he know how old Tom Cruise is?
Hey, isn't Tom like 56?
He is, but he can still like kick booty.
And then goes on to say, Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight?
Listen, I'll
also say
this.
And then he adds Dana White. Okay. Wow.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead and I think safely guess that Tom Cruise doesn't know what a Justin Bieber is.
You think?
I think so.
I mean, Justin Bieber's like, pretty well known.
Well, I think Tom Cruise kind of lives in a different stratosphere
in
than
like
we do.
His own little different bubble?
Yeah, I feel like.
Okay.
I feel like that's the case.
So anyways, Justin is calling out Tom Cruise.
Okay. You know what happened? I feel like maybe Justin's Twitter was hacked. Maybe this is a prank. Maybe Ed Sheeran. That's the first theory.
Maybe.
I feel like, no. Maybe it's Selena. Maybe she's still salty. Selena hacked his Twitter.
Or Ed Sheeran hacked Justin Bieber's Twitter. If you have access to the millions of Twitter followers that Justin Bieber does, is the first thing you're going to do,
maybe
poke Tom Cruise?
I'm just guessing. I'm spitballing. I'm guessing.
I mean, I might say something like, hey, Porsche, I really like your cars. Will you send one to 520 South 4th Street?
That is a different direction than what I thought you were going to go to. I really thought you were just going to go straight for the potty humor. Like,
no. Yeah. I tried to see how many free things I could get being Justin Bieber.
All right.
So there you go.
But you know, they'd go to Justin Bieber, right? Not to you.
Justin Bieber tweets that out over the weekend.
Did he get a response?
I got a lot of responses, none of which being from Tom Cruise.
Oh, well. So, see, again, because he doesn't know what a Justin Bieber is.
Or doesn't have Twitter.
Probably that, too. He just joined Instagram, not too long ago, and he's maybe posted a couple of times, right? I don't know. I don't follow him. I'll do some investigating.
Okay, some investigating.
I'm going to troll.
All right, so if you want to get your dad some steak and suds, we're looking for dad jokes right now at 502-571-70. Hit us with your best one and you could win.
Tom Cruise has 36 posts on Instagram. Okay. I don't think he's got a Twitter.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Father's Day coming up on Sunday. We want to hook your dad up with some free meat from Preferred Meats, a tomahawk steak. And then suds, car wash in the form of an ultimate car wash from Mike's Car Wash there.
Ultimate book, yeah.
Yeah, Leslie texts in and says, dad joke, when a person dies, what is the last part of the body to stop working?
I don't know.
The pupils, because they dilate.
Wow. I get it.
Are we killing off dad?
Wow.
Jokes?
Wow, okay, so yeah, dad jokes there. Zach.
Now pardon me for the cartoonish voice, but what do vegetarian zombies like to eat?
What do vegetarian zombies like to eat?
Grains.
Okay. 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 All right. Zach, thank you.
Do it one more time. Do the punchline one more time.
Grains.
That's impressive.
I like it.
Impressive, sir.
The commitment to the character.
Yeah, that was very good.
That was good.
He even apologized for it.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Zach.
Okay, I
know. I was going to say, Kelly's still... She's like, can you spell it out for me? Can you spell it out for me?
Just funny because of his voice.
Bethany.
Okay, what do you call a monkey in a minefield?
What do you call a monkey on a minefield?
A baboon.
That's a little deathy. A little violent.
Wow, yeah, come with the death a little bit. Thanks.
What's up with all the death he was? We killed dad, now we got ba-boom, and like all this going on.
It's all over the place.
Okay, death jokes.
All right.
I like that. Tiffany texts in and says, grasshopper walks into a bar, sits down. Bartender says, hey, I've got a drink named after you. Grasshopper says, got a drink named Steve? Wow. Okay.
I don't want to go to a bar and order a Steve now. I want to know what's in that drink.
And what's in the grasshopper?
Oh, okay.
One more here.
Oh, gosh.
Andrea, one more.
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels.
I like it.
And they'd be delicious. Okay, thank you. Is that your winner?
We're finishing strong.
All right. Are we finishing strong? Is that the strong?
I feel like the grasshopper one's really good, too.
You like the grasshopper one?
The sea seagull bagel one makes more sense. Yeah, but the grasshopper one's just stupid.
It's really off the wall, but that's my jam. Like, that gets me. I like all of them. Those two are good.
I mean, Chrissy slides in on the dad jokes. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No, I didn't.
Great food, no atmosphere.
I've heard that one before, but yeah. I like it, Chrissy. Right. I like where your head's at.
All right, well, hey, congrats, Andrea. You're going to win here today. Steak and Suds. We'll do more this week.
We have to. I love that.
We'll do more this week. So
it's my favorite.
If you got one you think is better, hang on to it. We'll do it again next tomorrow. On 99.7. I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers, Sucker, 99.7 DJX. I was all in on the Jonas Brothers documentary, Chasing Happiness, last night. Me and my three daughters, we were just sitting on the couch just watching it. I was like, hey,
were you invested?
Yeah, you got to come with something. You know, it's their first, like, today's their first full day of summer vacation. So, you know, they were wanting to stay up a little bit later last night. And so mm-hmm. It's like, all right, well, we'll watch a movie or something. And so that's what they picked. Man, I couldn't help but, I was wrapped into the entire thing.
You were riveted.
Oh, my gosh. Like, Kevin, you felt so bad for Kevin.
Oh, poor Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Haven't we always felt bad for Kevin, though?
Well, Kevin,
he got, like, the least amount of attention.
He really did. And like, there was a line during the documentary where he was, like, people would mistake him for Nick and Joe all the time.
Oh, no.
And he'd be like, I'm Kevin.
It had been nearly 6 years since we had spent time together.
Yeah, and when they broke up, the first time that they all got back together was after Kevin had his kid.
Ooh. Wow.
Just the three of us, as brothers.
We were not supposed to get out of Jersey.
Yeah.
We loved music growing up. Dad was the pastor of a church.
Yeah, and so they said that there are two places on this earth that they are not welcome back. It's that church and their former house that they grew up in New Jersey. It's crazy.
Whoa.
They can't go home?
I was all in. I was invested in it. I think it's on Amazon Prime or something like that.
Why can't they go back to the house?
I don't know.
You gotta watch the movie to find out.
You didn't get the answer when you watched the movie?
Well,
Did you pay attention?
Yeah. They had visited their hometown and were standing outside the house, and like off camera, there was a producer that was like, no, they're not going to allow you in or something like that.
So someone else lives there.
Right. Exactly.
I thought it was like his parents still live there and they're like, nope, you guys can't come back.
No. So anyways, Jonas Brothers. Too. Yeah. You should check it out. It's on Amazon Prime.
It?
Oh my gosh.
Ben had a GNO.
I did. Don't act like you're my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Text message from a listener, 502-571-9970. Seriously, love your show. Can't start mornings without you guys. Kelly keeps it real and Ben keeps it borderline inappropriate. Such a perfect sweet spot for good laughs, much needed in the morning. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
That perfectly sums up the show.
That is the show in a nutshell.
You are borderline inappropriate all the time.
Speaking of borderline inappropriate, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a home, raiding the fridge, then stripping naked with a fire poker, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Dixon police report a bizarre home invasion.
Did you catch where this is out of?
Where was it?
Dixon police report bizarre home invasion case.
Yeah, it's a naked story with Dixon police there, Dixon, Illinois.
According to investigators, a homeowner woke up and found Joel Gartman.
Joel, what are you doing?
Sitting on the sofa, naked, holding a fireplace poker.
Hang on. Listen,
that's terrifying. It's terrifying at its core.
Was he playing with his poker?
Stop.
Police say Gartman broke in, drank three alcoholic beverages, and took his clothes off.
Of course he did. I threw back a couple bevs.
What is happening here?
A couple bevs. Listen, he wasn't holding his poker. It was a poker.
Yes, you're right.
Can we clarify that?
Yes. Sorry, let's clarify that. You're right.
That homeowner ran upstairs, woke up another resident.
Yeah, because how terrifying is that?
And then did you call 911?
And called police. Okay. Officers say Gartman was still there when they arrived. He faces several charges, including...
So he's still sitting there.
He's spread out on the couch.
Real holding, comfy style. Holding a fireplace poker.
Yes.
Residential burglary, criminal trespass, and criminal damage to property. I mean,
Joel.
To be fair, he probably thought maybe there was a fire burning. And he just needed to make sure he stokes the embers a little bit.
Maybe it was him because he's been so hot.
How many beers does it take for you to break into a house... and strip naked.
Many.
And sit on the couch.
Many. A lot.
for this guy, apparently none until he had someone he got there.
Well, so there we don't know the pregame.
I don't know.
There was
know.
Probably a lot of pregame going on.
You're right.
Before he got there.
All right, Joel.
Listen, he was just trying to have a snack and look like a snack when he got a little sassy and naked.
Setting the bar there. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a home, raiding the fridge, stripping naked, grabbing the fireplace poker, you're doing okay.
Okay.
Joel living his best life.
He's not living his best life. That is not his best life.
Oh, sorry.
That is a bad life right there. That's bad decisions.
99. Spen and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Text message 502-571-9970 from Kristen. Just a thought. If you combine your naked man story and the traffic, then I guess you could name naked in the couch bound erection.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh,
I guess Kristen. Talking about the naked guy who broke into the house there in Illinois with and was seen on the couch with the fire poker. And then, of course, Karen, our traffic.
There is going to be some traffic if you're going on 64 in the westbound direction.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like
every report. Every report she says that. Every report.
Listen, it's just your mind that's hearing it. She's saying direction.
No, she's not. She's
another
saying,
text from a listener that says, just so you know, I will never listen to traffic ever again without hearing her say anything other than erection.
I know. Okay. She forgets the D.
Thank you for that. Say that again, Kelly.
There is going to be some traffic if you're going on 64 in the westbound direction.
Listen, so much so, can we mention the newest addition to our custom line of stickers from Chad at Ernie's Print Shop? Can we mention it? There was an unboxing on Friday.
Yeah, Chad brought some stickers custom made for our traffic.
Did he say northbound or is it southbound? I think it's southbound. Southbound erection on the sticker.
Well, as we had said earlier in the show, not earlier today, but like earlier in the show, that it's probably best to have, if you're going to have a backup
stop.
In that direction, it be southbound rather than northbound.
Well, east and west is just out of the picture.
Well, it just gets a little awkward if it's northbound.
I can't look at you Am I talking to myself here? Yeah, you are.
Am I the only guy who's had awkward?
Yeah, no, we're not talking about that.
Northbound erection.
We're not talking about that.
Kelly, I'm blessed. We don't all know right. what that feels
that traffic.
Like.
Anyways, okay. All right. So anyways, if you ever see us out, you can always get those now custom stickers.
We have many stickers. We have many.
There is going to be some traffic if you're going on 64 in the westbound direction.
Karen Johnson and the D. No.
Karen's the got the D.
She does have the D.
She's got the D.
She does have the D.
She has the D.
It's evident she does not have
the
D.
She definitely has the D.
She needs to add the D.
DJX. .97 DJX. Ariana Grande basically played to a crowd there in Nashville over the weekend. She didn't just basically, she actually did. But congrats to everybody who won tickets to see her show there. And she was without her signature ponytail.
She wore her hair down and the internet couldn't even.
She bamboozled all of us.
Speaking of bamboozled us.
It's time to put Kat on blast.
So here's the thing. Kat sends on Friday an all-staff email to the entire building.
It was rather scathing.
That was very accusatory. And I'll just, Kelly has it pulled up. She'll say.
Team, it saddens me that my gourmet grilled cheese leftovers with tasty Granny Smith apples sprinkled in it from the Eagle has grown legs and left my fridge. Hashtag together we can. Come together and find it. If you know any clues of its whereabouts, please contact me ASAP. I will find you. Signed, Kat.
So there was a definite roller coaster of emotion within that email. And I will say that there have been, you know, I mean, everybody works kind of in an office environment where they've left something in the fridge and then it has disappeared.
Well, and listen, there is a break room with a fridge and then we have a little mini fridge in our office. And so she claimed it was in our mini fridge. So it was a little bit more of an offense to come into our space and take it. And I responded, I love this hashtag together we can moment, immediately followed by I will find you aggression.
Sure.
Hashtag case of the missing grilled cheese. Hashtag but should you really eat that the next day?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, leftover grilled cheese is fine. Here's the thing.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
Kat, will you please walk us through now the turn of events that happened when you got home?
First of all, a little backstory. I did happen to mention, I'm like, are you sure you brought it in? Because I don't think that anyone would come in and steal it from our tiny little fridge in our little space. Our engineer, Raymond, stopped what he was doing and launched a full-on search. I mean, people were invested. Sure. They were leaving their tasks to try to find the missing gourmet grilled cheese.
I started checking all of the studios that I had been in that day looking because I'm like, the worry is, on Monday, we're going to have stinky-smelling grilled cheese reeking this entire building.
You insisted. You remembered bringing it in this morning and putting it in our fridge. I said, are you sure you didn't leave it at home?
Well, I got home from Relay for Life pretty late, like 10. So I've left my house, remember, at like 5 a.m. to now find it sitting on my kitchen counter, and I took a video.
So you never brought it in.
Of how disappointed so I was.
It was never in the building.
The only way that this was going to end was exactly how it should have ended. Because if Kat were to actually have accused everybody and someone would have actually stolen it, then it would have been something. But for it to be Kat just forgot that she literally brought her
gourmet
grilled cheese in and then sent out an accusatory email to the entire staff saying someone stole it.
I will find you accusatory.
Right.
Can I please read the apology email I sent?
I mean, you probably should.
I mean, someone was probably going to get fired if it turned up. Someone.
Team, it has come to my attention. That I have made a mistake. The gourmet grilled cheese was found safely sitting out on my counter
My
house at about 10 p.m. on Friday when I got home from Relay for Life. It has been there since 5 a.m. My exhausted, delusional brain created a fake memory of me putting it in Kelly and I's personal fridge. I apologize for the uproar and hostility that may have been caused in the building. Hugs and kisses,
yeah,
Kat.
See, I was going to say, Kat definitely gets some hanger.
Yeah.
When faced with the potential that someone stole her grilled cheese.
I will admit one thing. I did, just out of curiosity, took one bite of it.
I mean, I'm sure it was fine, right?
It did.
Bread and cheese.
And then I Googled, how long can grilled cheese sit out till you eat it? It said 2 hours, so then I had to throw it away.
I wouldn't recommend that.
I mean, for rookies, sure.
I would. It said bacteria grows on it, so I'm like, oh, God, now I ate animals.
What do you think cheese is? Cheese is moldy milk.
Oh, gross.
And I love cheese.
Right. So, okay. Anyways, all right. So
when grilled fresh, it's tasty and delicious.
Okay. So, Kat, your public apology to the entire building?
I am sorry.
I feel we need to call an all-staff meeting so she can say it in person.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, I'm glad we figured that out. Next, get in to win a trip down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish. DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. That is coming up next.
Win your way to Billie Eilish in Nashville with the 99.7 DJX All Access Summer. Here's your winning word.
Duh. All right, get this into the website at WDJX.com. Kelly.
Ah, look at that. Kelly. I know someone with that name.
I wonder who they're talking about.
K-E-L-L-Y.
There you go. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You could be headed down to Nashville to see Billie Eilish.
Very coincidental that last hour's word was Ben and this hour is Kelly.
There you go.
Do you think maybe they know?
Maybe it has something to do with us.
Do you think?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm not going to be that presumptuous. But okay. Maybe there's a connection.
Maybe there is a connection. All right, get that in at WDJX. 99.7 DJX. Again, your winning word to maybe see Billie Eilish down in Nashville was...
Kelly.
There you go.
Look at that. K-E-L-L-Y.
Yeah, that's get that Kelly. In. WDJX.com. And you could win with the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. This is the last week for that, by the way. And then next week, Taylor Swift.
Oh, my.
More details on that coming up very soon. Hey, feel good. We do this every hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. You know, there was a Mega Millions winner over the weekend. $500 million. Right? Whatever.
And it wasn't me.
Yeah, that's not the feel good. The feel good is that you could be a millionaire because there was a Louisville winner for the Powerball. $1 million.
Get out.
Yep.
That also was not me.
So,
but it could be one of your friends that might share. Hey.
That's a not so feel good for us, but a feel good for somebody.
I mean, it's feel good for someone. So check your tickets because the Saturday night numbers were 9, 13, 42, 48, 60. Powerball of 18.
Oh, dang it. I probably was going to play those
numbers.
Yeah,
you probably were.
I probably was.
I feel like you would have.
Your lucky ones?
I feel like I would have used those numbers had I bought a ticket.
See, now, this is the type of lottery I want to win. It's just like
just the million.
I want to win like the million or 2 million or like the I don't need the half $1 billion because that's going to change me.
Yes,
I feel like
you'd be changed. Yeah.
I'd be changed, yeah. Right? I feel like if I win just one of the lesser prizes, like a couple $1 million,
you
then
can handle that.
Yeah, I can handle that.
Yeah,
yeah, I can, I'm emotionally mature enough that I can know what to do with $1 million.
You wouldn't even quit your job.
Probably not.
You wouldn't quit your job.
I probably wouldn't.
You'd still show up.
What would you spend it on?
I'd probably bring in a cookie cake for everybody.
You'd bring in a cookie cake.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it just says thanks, guys.
Thanks, friends.
Yeah.
Wow. Just one cookie cake?
Yeah.
Could you bring in one a week for the rest of the year?
I mean, let's not get too presumptuous about
that.
I haven't even won the lottery yet.
We bring in some margs. Uh-huh. Oh, Ben enjoys the margs.
I do.
Yeah.
Marg Monday.
Maybe some chips and salsa.
So, yeah, you better check your ticket and then sign the back of it. Because if you don't sign the back of it, it ain't yours.
No, yeah. And then bring a cookie cake into work.
Bring a cookie cake.
Celebrate.
Hey, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe the person who won's listening right now.
Maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
If it's you, please call.
All right, that's your Feel Good. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. Billie Eilish, 99.7 DJX. You can get in to see her show down in Nashville. All you have to do is put the word Kelly into the website at WDJX.com.
It's spelled with a Y.
Yep, it's the All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. That is... this week, and then next week, we get into Taylor Swift, and we'll give you more details on how you can win that private musical performance.
Event.
Yep, in New York City. Yeah, for sure. So that's coming up next week on 99.7 DJX. A couple things to check out on the website at WDJX.com. One of them is kind of a cool moment where J-Lo sung with her daughter on stage.
Yes, she brought her 11-year-old daughter, Emmy, out on stage wearing a matching red dress. It's adorable. She's kicking off her tour in LA, the It's My Party tour. So they brought her out to sing Limitless, and it's so cute. She shared it on her Instagram. We got it up for you at WDJX.com. We also have this great footage of, you know, Celine Dion ended 16
years in Vegas.
Vegas with this epic last show, and it came to a screeching halt for one dude in the front row that just couldn't hold it any longer. He had to get up for a potty break.
I love you too, but I'm not going to shake your hand. Not that I don't trust you.
Give him a little elbow bump.
But it's for this, just in case. I trust you so much. We all waited for you. You poured us through.
They waited for him.
They waited for him to go?
Yes.
And you know what? Thank you, Dan. Now it goes faster. Thank you so much. Of course, he's broke.
He's broke.
Yeah.
Two tickets to come and see this last show. Of course, he's broke. Of course, I'm going to wait for you, baby, to come back.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Celine's like, you spent so much money on these front row tickets for the last show. Of course, you're broke. I'm going to wait for you, dude. You're not going to miss a thing.
That's pretty good.
You can see that up at WDJX.com.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Did you see where Secret Life of Pets 2 got the number one movie over the weekend at the box office?
Yes, I did. And like Godzilla dropped like 67%.
Yeah.
From Dark First
Phoenix.
Week.
Yeah, Dark Phoenix, the X-Men movie, did not perform as well as even we thought. We thought that was probably going to be the number one movie over the weekend
like
at the box office.
33 million, I think. But globally, it's doing much better. Like overseas, it made a lot more.
Yeah, Aladdin's still holding in at number three there.
And we need to mention Avengers Endgame still in the top 10.
Is it really?
It still is in the top 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise us.
I watched, my daughters convinced me to watch Captain America, the very first one. So,
okay.
So
and your thoughts?
It was good. I mean, a little predictable, but it was good. And so that, you know, it started the path of starting to watch some of the Avenger movies.
So are you starting to get more invested?
Well, I looked for Iron Man because they said, you know, watch the first Iron Man now.
Yes.
That's the next one you should watch.
Yes.
And so I looked for that, you know, on all my different like services and I couldn't find it. So I
You'll be all in all right. if you see Iron Man.
All right.
Iron Man gets ya.
Okay.
It gets ya.
So there you go. Number one movie over the weekend, The Secret Life of Pets 2.
RDJ gets you.
Robert Downey. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is the last week to get in on the Billie Eilish trip down to Nashville. So make sure you're listening at noon and then again at 5 and 7 today and all this week for your winning words to get you in on that trip down to Nashville. Like I said, Billie Eilish, the All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. You guys see this kid's birthday party kind of going viral of a 3-year-old
named Lucia.
Yeah. She's got a thing for The Conjuring and the Nun films. You know, kind of those horror films.
And she's 3?
Yeah. She's 3. And before you think, oh, well, she doesn't really know what they are. No, Grandma let her watch The Nun.
All right.
Grandma!
Grandma, no!
So, apparently, the pictures from the birthday party, it was kind of themed after The Nun. Who's it? Valak?
Valak is The Nun, the creepy... bad satanic nun? I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I don't watch scary movies. I don't watch scary movies.
And the girl, Lucia, was actually dressed in a nun's like habit. Is that how you, what you call it?
Yes. She's dressed as that nun, like with the blacked out like zombie painted. Eyes. Right. And yes. Oh, and gosh. They made like a paper mache. It looks like a paper mache like of Valak. And she's standing there holding its hand. And she's just like, she's giving me nightmares. And she's probably going to, you know, grow up to probably do bad things. I don't know.
I mean, of all the things that your themed birthday party, you know, you got Dora the Explorer. You got SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
And you got The Conjuring or The Nun.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to have themed plates, napkins, and cups at Party City for this one. I don't.
Maybe Grandma was confused and thought this was a good Christian movie. Yay.
Yes, it is not a good Christian music yeah. movie. That is.
It's about nuns. That's different. Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a little different.
This is great.
It's a little terrifying.
All right. So, yeah, well, we'll tweet it out. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
We should mention the internet loves it, like thinks that she slayed the game. And then all these other people start chiming in with their terrifying kid-themed birthday parties. There's one for, like, Coraline, mm-hmm. which is a little creepy.
Yeah.
There's a Chucky
all right.
themed birthday, like, for a 6-year-old with, like, nice. Bloody cupcakes and, like, slashed Excuse up me. Bloody cake.
Okay.
Yeah. So
this wow. should be setting the bar. We don't do that.
I feel like there's probably some better choices.
All right. Well, anyways, yeah, we'll tweet it out. You can see it for yourself at Ben and Kelly Show.
It will give you nightmares.
That'll do it for us. Have a good one.